Welcome back. Final go-round weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. Brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, Big Terrence, and I'm Ballpark Frank on a Saturday morning. You can check us out here each and every Saturday morning here on ESPN Radio. Lots to get to. Don't know if we'll get to all of it or not, but let's start off with a little bit of baseball. We have a new hit king in professional baseball.
Yeah, it's actually a little crazy. It comes with a little catch, but Pete Rose, we knew, was the hit king for the longest time with 4,256 hits. Well, this past week, Ichiro Suzuki, he surpassed him, but they're also combining his hits from Japan. And, I mean, he's still just below 3,000. He will break 3,000 this year. There's no doubt about it. Ichiro has a Hall of Fame career, no questions asked. But Pete Rose was asked about this, and Rose told USA Today that it sounds like in Japan they're trying to make me the hit queen. I'm not trying to take anything away from Ichiro. He's had a Hall of Fame career. But the next thing you know, they're going to be counting his high school hits. I don't think you're going to find anybody with any credibility that will say Japanese baseball is equivalent to Major League Baseball.
And we know Pete Rose has a lot of credibility in between signing his 1 million autographs.
He looks extremely happy over at Caesars. Come on.
Yeah, he
so
does.
So anyway, he didn't finish there. Because you did here in the beginning, he mentioned how Ichiro has had a Hall of Fame career. But then he goes ahead and he makes this comment about the credibility of Japanese baseball. But then says, there are way too many guys that fail here and then become household names over there, like Tuffy Rhodes. How can he not do anything here and then hit a record tying at the time in 2001 and 55 home runs?
Because everybody in 2001 was on steroids, and some people were bumping out 75.
No, that's just
runs.
An accusation right there. Okay. That is just an accusation.
That's why their hat size changes three sizes.
In all honesty, that was a total backhanded comment. Now, is Rose being bitter here? Doing that? I mean, is Ichiro the new hit king, or is Rose being honest? I mean, listen, there are 31 flavors. You mentioned that earlier, but salt was not the one to pick.
Nice. No, he's not the new hit king, but I do believe this. I believe that if this guy can pop out 3,000 hits on the tail end of his career, if he would have started here from the beginning, he's going to pass Rose's record.
42 years old and still doing it.
Yes.
He might have had a shot at Rose's record. Remember, he won 7 consecutive batting titles over there in Japan before he came over here. They also play a shorter season, so he doesn't have as many hits in Japan as he does over here in the United States. Had he played all of his prime years here when he was even stronger and faster and younger, he would have been right around that record. The thing about Ichiro is he is a phenomenal player. He's not a great power hitter, but if you just completely play him to slap the ball around, he can turn on the ball occasionally.
Excellent placement.
He can place the ball wherever he wants to. He's got a great arm. He's a great defensive fielder. He's a 5-tool player. People don't look at him that way because he doesn't hit the home runs, but he can if he wants to. He sets the plate for the other guys. Ichiro is one of the greatest players, but no, he's not the hit king. Japanese baseball is a little above AAA baseball over here. That's the reality of it.
Out of 3,000 hits, he's got approximately 113 home runs, 91 triples, 280 doubles. So basically, he's hit 500-something other than 2,500 singles.
No, the guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, and I think you're right. I think he could have passed Rose if he had the opportunity.
But we'll never know.
We never will know. And, you know, speaking of never will know.
That sounds like that commercial, Frank, just the way you said that. How many licks does it take to get to the center?
Three.
One, two, three. The world may never know.
The answer is three. You were talking football during the break, Terrence, and I know you're a die-hard Cowboys fan. Jerry Jones is your favorite owner in all of professional sports, but this past week, a week and a half ago, or 2 weeks ago, Darren McFadden broke his elbow.
Who?
Darren McFadden.
Didn't Cowboys, he play for the Raiders?
Used to play for the Raiders. Now he's the starting running back for the Dallas Cowboys. Well, he broke his elbow. He says...
The Dallas Cowgirls, you mean?
He says, trying to catch his falling iPhone. Now, first thing, does anybody believe that? Does anybody believe Darren McFadden broke his elbow trying to catch his cell phone?
No.
Or do you think this was him doing some boneheaded type thing during Memorial Day weekend and now is possibly going to possibly lose his job with the Dallas Cowboys?
I think he probably came into his house a little bit inebriated after celebrating the weekend and tripped and fell over something.
Yeah. I refuse well to said. Comment anything on semi-pro football or the Dallas Cowgirls.
That's what I love. Terrence is all excited for football season. The most excited executive producer I've ever seen of a radio show.
It's coming.
And he's so happy for football, but he has also informed us that we are only allowed to talk about the Green Bay Packers.
We are
so it's going to be a fun football season.
Are you going
to
allow that, Frank?
1 hour of Packer talk every Saturday. Saturday morning.
Say what?
Just you wait.
Look, the Packers are about 97 years old. We could do 97 we could do 97 shows. We could start with 1919, 1920, 1921. Yesterday, these guys are on a group text line and they're texting me about basketball game. You know, I said, "What channel is Thursday Night Football on? What's the Packers
Where's the Packer game?
Where's the Packer score?" Where's the game?
Listen,
Want to do football and go back to the beginnings, then you'd have to do Papa Bear George Halas since he founded the damn league.
Nope. Starting next
Chicago
week, everybody.
Ballpark, Frank.
Not next week.
Starting in two weeks, your 97-part series on the Green Bay Packers.
But no, so actually, you got two more weeks to enjoy the show, and that's it.
And then that's it.
Unless you're some hick from Milwaukee that likes to drink beer and go bowling. Which I don't do either.
You ever go to Milwaukee Admiral games up there?
Once. I think I was like 6.
Shouldn't go to an Admirals game. It's not a good idea.
By the way, that's their hockey team.
It is.
So anyway, we have to move on and talk about some fights because there's a lot going on. But last week, there was a really good boxing. Well, there was a really brutal
knockout. How does that taste in your mouth?
Brutal boxing
Mr.
match.
Mr. MMA.
Vasyl High-Tech
Mickey
Lomachenko.
Mickey Mouse Association.
Lomachenko.
Excuse me. Lips moving. Still talking.
Sorry,
the
sir.
The dude is now 6-1 with 4 knockouts. And last week, his knockout of Roman Martinez was Rocky Martinez was one of the nastiest.
Rocky Marciano. Did you say Rocky Marciano?
There's no way that Rocky Marciano beats a Muhammad Ali.
No way.
No way. Ain't happening. No, Cassius Clay.
Let me get a pack of Lucky Strikes while I sit and watch this game and 20 people are boxing.
Anyway, we've talked about it. Vasyl, off air, we were talking about Vasyl. He's a monster. But with just 6 or 7 professional fights, we've already got Ring Magazine, Boxing.com, ranking him in the top for pound fighters. You have him number 7 for Ring Magazine, Boxing.com or BoxingComp.com has him at number 5. Is it too soon to be declaring this guy the pound for pound?
It's a little too soon. He's very good.
He's great.
He has two gold medals.
Let's not forget that he has a very long, extensive
amateur career. Let me just say one name for everybody who knows.
My
goodness. Here it comes, bro. No. Let me just say one name, baby. Mark Braylon was supposed to be the next Sugar Ray Leonard, the next Tommy Hearns. I believe he won one belt and got beat 3 or 4 times by the time he got to 35 fights. Great amateurs don't always make great pros. We know that. Mike Tyson wasn't a very good amateur. He didn't make a gold medal Olympics. He didn't even make the Olympic team.
That's true.
This is true, yeah.
But everything I say about boxing is true.
Let me take this in a different direction here real quick because I know we only got a certain amount of time.
Yes.
What you just said there, Terrence, if not every pro makes a great amateur or vice versa, and we certainly know that's true, what pro boxers do you think would do the best right now in the Rio Olympics coming up?
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
A lot of them, man. Because you know what? It's really not fair. These are 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, and they're going to go up against someone like a Manny Pacquiao.
But pros can compete.
Yeah, I know. It's really not fair because you really have boys. You have seriously 16, 17-year-old, 18-year-old kids, and someone's going to get hurt. Could you imagine putting like a Mike Tyson when he was 25 years old in with some kid that's 17 years old out of Cuba or out of some country like Ecuador?
I wouldn't want to be there for that.
I'd pay to see that.
You're sadistic. That's
what I'm talking about. These guys go to the All-Star Wrestling thing.
We still have a couple little more minutes later to talk about that. But we do have to talk fights tonight, UFC Fight Night. But before we talk to the fights, Frank, have you heard this rumor about the UFC possibly being for sale? And that they're taking bids. And I don't know if I can picture the UFC without Dana White and Lorenzo Fertitta around.
I don't know if I can picture it that way either. Well, Lorenzo you could almost picture without because he's a little bit more behind the scenes, but Dana's really been the face of the organization. Yeah, I've not only heard the rumors, I've seen articles all over the place from ESPN.com to Fox Sports to CBS Sports. Supposedly there's two different companies that are each offering $4.1 billion right now for the UFC. We'll see what happens with it, but I can't imagine Dana wanting to let it go without saying, by the way, part of the package is I get to stay, right?
I've heard both of those companies.
Yeah, but the two boys own 80% of it, so if he's got a small percentage, he's going to have no say in that whatsoever.
It's not a big percentage. Yeah. I think Dana's about a 10% owner. I know there's still that Abu Dhabi company, whatever, I don't know what they're called.
But I also
they
know
own
that
10%.
I did hear, too, that if the company from China that's talking about buying it buys it, their government mandates that if they buy anything over here in the United States, they must own 100% of it.
Yes.
Wow.
So nobody else can own a percentage of it because they can't just buy percentages of American companies. They have to own it.
And the other name being mentioned, Terrence, you mentioned it earlier before we came on air. I was very shocked to hear Robert Kraft.
Yeah, he's supposedly heading one of the groups. Something that Frank said interesting about business. It took Disney 26 years to negotiate with the Chinese government to open up Disney there.
Okay.
Wow.
You talk about business, and Frank, you mentioned $4.1 billion. The UFC was purchased.
Lay it on them, Phil.
For $2 million.
And they were in debt.
In debt. And
insane.
Dana, Frank, and the other Fertitta have always said.
Lorenzo.
They've always said that they were buying the letters.
That's
UFC.
Crazy.
It has
crazy.
Nothing to do with, and they're big on that because I know right now there's that whole Ali act going on in MMA and the UFC is actually fighting it, which is really weird considering they put that big tribute together. But let's talk tonight, UFC, Stephen Thompson taking on Rory McDonald on Fox Sports 1. This is an absolutely insane fight.
Does Wonder Boy surprise me again?
That's the thing, is Stephen Thompson coming off, and
Wonder
I remember,
Bread.
Terrence, you were such shocked when this happened. He knocked out Johnny Hendricks in the first round, a fight that no one expected him to win.
That was crazy.
That easy.
I mean, Johnny Hendricks coming off of fights with Robbie Lawler, a former welterweight champion, gets knocked out for
how
the
is,
first time.
How is
in his
he going to be after that? I mean,
it's a good question.
He's sitting there talking about how I expect to fight Robbie Lawler two or three more times.
How is Rory McDonald going to be coming into this fight? Because Rory McDonald has not stepped into a cage since that ridiculous battle he had with Robbie Lawler about a year ago. It was last July. One of the most epic five rounds, it was actually 4.5 rounds, but battle you will ever see. Two guys that stood toe-to-toe and beat the crap out of each
and
other.
And that's why you buy something for $2 million in 2001 and sell it for $4.1 billion a few years later.
It's going to be one you don't want to miss. But that's what I want to know is what Rory McDonald are we going to see in a fight that may be the last on his UFC contract? Hey, this is the thing that started all of that trouble with Ariel Helwani, where he was talking to Rory McDonald about going over to Bellator, which I still have to watch last night's Bellator. I still have to watch yesterday a name. Stitch Duran, do you remember that last week, Frank? Stitch
great
Duran
guy.
In
great
here,
guy.
And you asked Stitch if he ever had the chance to wrap any fighter's hands live, living or dead, who would it be? And he said he had that chance with Fedor Emelianenko. And Fedor Emelianenko made his return to MMA yesterday, and it was very controversial. I don't know how it's going to go, but people were talking. Fedor is going to fight this fight and then possibly go off to the UFC after what I saw yesterday.
I'm going to catch you guys off guard real quick. You each get 5 seconds. If you can meet one famous sports person in history, who it is? You go first, Phil.
Don Mattingly.
Armando?
Wow. Magic Johnson.
Frank?
Walter Payton.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
And I have a second. Chris Jericho, who tomorrow night may
win
the
Money
in the Bank.
T-Mobile Center.
I would love to see Kevin Owens.
Jericho tomorrow night.
I would love to see Kevin Owens.
Joe Lewis.
Oh, see I obviously misunderstood the question. I thought you said professional athlete, and then they threw in Chris Jericho. So apparently it's if you could meet anybody. I guess I want to meet Jesus then.
There you go.
All right, for Phil Devine, for Armando Vasquez.
I'm sorry.
For Big Terrence. Hey, by the way, when you guys were talking about the UFC stuff and that and what a success story it is, That's the second big success story here in Las Vegas, outside of Vegas Discount Nutrition, who is just taking over. So they bring us the show each and every week. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy. Try to stay cool out there as well. And we'll talk to you next Saturday morning right here, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM. It is the weekend kickoff, brought to you each and every week by Vegas Discount Nutrition, your home for all your supplement needs.